Today's topic is how the courts are set up. Recently, the Daryl Brooks case was decided, and we're waiting sentencing now. That case was a state court case in Wisconsin. The court system is generally one that's comprised of state courts and federal courts. The state courts are divided by counties in Wisconsin, and federal courts are in Milwaukee and Madison. There are also specialized courts for patents, tax issues, and some other matters. There are also local municipal courts. They hear local traffic tickets and the like. State court judges are elected. Federal court judges are appointed for life. Those appointments come from Congress. State courts tend to deal with cases involving state law issues. Federal courts hear cases involving federal laws or cases in which the parties on each side are from different states. So most murder cases are state court cases. Most civil rights cases are heard in federal court. In addition to judges, the courts have appointed magistrates in federal court for a 10-year term and commissioners in state court that are selected by the sitting judges. The magistrates handle discovery, settlement conferences, and trials if the parties agree to the magistrate judge. The commissioners handle certain injunction matters, preliminary hearings, bond hearings, and other matters. The difference between these courts is very important to any litigation. We'll cover that topic in another segment.